The 22nd annual Earth Day Lobby Day will be held tomorrow in Albany. It is being sponsored by many of New York's most active environmental groups, including the Sierra Club and the Adirondack Mountain Club. The day-long program kicks off at 10 a.m. with Comptroller Tom DiNapoli and the Environmental Conservation Chairs of the Legislature. Dan Hendrick is the communications director with the New York League of Conservation Voters. He says the groups expect a huge turnout for the event, focusing on five of the environmental community's top priorities.
Everything from getting toxic chemicals out of children's products to improving environmental funding to really making New York a leader in solar energy, to fighting climate change, and also to making sure that the loophole is closed around hydrofracking waste. That's a real concern right now for a lot of people. This is a great exercise tomorrow, too, in that it really takes people who are sort of average citizens who care about the environment and connects them directly with their lawmakers.
Laura Height, senior environmental associate with the New York Public Interest Research Group, notes that public awareness of environmental issues has never been greater.
We're seeing the impacts of climate change. We just went through the winter that never was, practically no snow, heat wave in early March. People are very much aware of that, and I think people are also very much aware that a lot of these key decisions are made at the state capitol.
Bob Sweeney chairs the New York State Assembly Environmental Committee. Nine bills in all will be presented tomorrow before the full assembly for debate and passage, including
the Child Safe Products Act, which restricts chemicals in children's products. We have climate change legislation, which has passed the assembly several times previously. We have a new bill on sewer spill notifications to the public. We have a new bill on a demonstration program for drug disposal sites, and we have a new bill dealing with invasive species.
Sweeney expects all of the bills in the Earth Day package to be passed Wednesday. All will then go to the Senate for consideration there. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.